welcome to our morning worship time. We're going to be looking at a story in Mark chapter 10, talking to Jesus with his little children, a reminder of the special bond that we have. Before we do that, you know what? I don't know that I posted the bulletin last night on Facebook. Interesting. Forgot all about that. But I believe everything else was posted on the website, BethanyChurchofGod.org. So as soon as we're done here, I will go and post the bulletin there. Somehow got busy doing everything else and forgot all about it. So I will get that done this morning. Remember, Wednesday night services are coming up. Remember, conference coming up in October. Remember the special event at Hope Crossing, their 70th anniversary. That is coming up. They've got an ordination service for Pastor Brent. So lots of things to mark our calendars. We've got good food here, good fellowship, good coffee. We're having communion today, so we are glad that you are with us and we're celebrating together. So just a time of prayer. I want to continue to keep the prayer requests that we have in front of us. One of them is Jonathan's cousin, who has some issues, physical health. We want to keep the health of our members in prayer. So lots of things to keep us occupied in activities for prayer. So before we do that, let's begin with a song today, and we'll celebrate then with an opening prayer.
See my name. sing your praise, I am healed. 10,000 years and
Father, there's much to be said, much to offer. We praise you, God, for who you are. In your holy name, I pray. Amen. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10, at verse 13. People were bringing the little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." He took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. And God, a blessing to the reading of his word. We're going to prepare for a time of prayer. We're going to prepare for a time of communion. So we're going to sing together this song and worship, and then we're going to go into prayer, and then followed by communion.
Becomes free.
for I received from the Lord what I passed on to you, the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed. Took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this is cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. We take not only the symbols of these, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks for these this morning. The cup of the new covenant poured out for us. Father God, as I have given thanks, Lord God, for the elements that you have given to me, I am thankful, God, for taking in new life into my own body. For, Father, taking in the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, the cup of the new covenant for this day. God, I am grateful for these elements that always remind us of your wonderful gift. I'm grateful, Father, that you have blessed me with, in coming this week, a new year, another opportunity to give thanks for your richness, God, and your love and your grace. So, Father, I praise you for that, for I know that I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and I praise your name for that. Father, I pray for our church, that you will continue to bless not only Bethany, Evanswood, Hope Crossing, Chippewa Valley, and all of the churches in the Sterling Heights community, those that are around in Utica and Troy and all over Warren and Center Line, all over this great state of Michigan. Father, I pray that this morning would be a blessing to those who pour out and celebrate the love of God. I pray for my friends, Pastor Salim in Kenya. I pray for the Pentecostal Church in Kenya. I pray for my friends, Rodney and Anita in Tennessee. I pray for our family in Tennessee. I pray for Christy's family and the loss of her brother-in-law. And I pray, God, that you would comfort those across this great state, across multitudes of states. Continue, Father, to bless those who are recovering from Hurricane Helene. Father, prepare those, because it sounds like another storm is coming in the midst of Florida. God, I pray for your hand of healing upon the lives that have been lost, upon the recovery, and upon those. May they see God in a multitude of ways. May we see you this morning as you anoint Jonathan's cousin for healing, as you continue to touch Suzanne and Louie, as you continue to bless Charlotte, as you continue to bless Kay, who has not been feeling well, Gary and Jean, Father, that you would put your hand upon our congregation. Father, we seek your hand and your healing this day. Father, we give you thanks for the richness of your blessings. We ask all of these things in the power of our loving Savior, Jesus Christ. To you be glory and honor, now and forever. Amen. Amen. In this scripture, Jesus is teaching us just what it's like about the children to receive them. We have a special relationship. This is a profound spiritual truth, which talks about the humility on the part of an adult. It was customary for the fathers to take their children, to nurture them, to be willing to teach them in the faith, to carry them to the cross, to carry them, in this case, to Jesus, and to bring them to him for Jesus to put his hands upon them and absolutely bless them. He said, whoever does this receives the kingdom of God like a little child. But he said, whoever not doesn't bless the children doesn't receive the kingdom of God. There must be a childlike faith to enter the kingdom of God. We notice that in this passage. We notice it in John chapter 3, where Nicodemus asks the question, what must I do to be born again? And he tells him you must be like a little child. You have to enter the kingdom like a little child.
Not only do we see that now, but we see it also in Mark chapter 9, in verse 36, where Jesus had just finished doing the multitudes of things, driving out demons, and here we have the story where it welcomes a child in his name. Faith. What does it mean to have a childlike faith? First is humility. And I know that a childlike faith may not seem like humility, but hey, their children are far from humble on the whole. They are demanding. They seek the world around them. They interrupt conversations. They want their attention. And it's expected all the time. We teach them social rules. Secondly, some people say that simple faith is a childlike quality. I'm not sure of that either, but the same faith is a good model that Jesus teaches us here. But what we find in this passage, there are two things to keep in mind that Jesus is telling us. First of all, childlike quality means that we are helpless. Our hearts and Christian faith must realize that we are utterly helpless before God. We do not have the strength of character to always do what is right. We have the spiritual strength to live a disciplined and holy life. We don't have that. We don't have the emotional maturity to respond in love and compassion at all times. We are utterly helpless before Christ. We need His strength just as a baby is utterly helpless without the care of his parents. A true faith recognizes that we are content and must rest in the arms of our parents. This dependence, then, is a dependence on God. He is our provider. No one can enter the kingdom of God in their own strength. No one can enter the kingdom of God without an attitude of dependence. But if we are independent, we try to do things on our own. We try to get away with things without God's help. And here, we need God in every source and every strength. We must be childlike in acknowledging our helplessness and our dependence. To that, we shall become inheritors. With a mindset, we know that our identity is wrapped up in Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, Paul said, I am content with weaknesses, with insults, with distress, with persecution. For all of that, when I am weak, he is strong. And once Jesus takes them, he lays his hands upon them, and he blesses the children. And he took them in his arms and placed his hands on them, and he blessed them. For you and I today, this little passage reminds us that we cannot be independent of Scriptures. We must trust God in all situations, in every case. We must have a childlike faith. We must be born again. We must come to Jesus, be dependent on him to lead and guide us, and the power of the Holy Spirit to teach us. I just had a wonderful opportunity yesterday. I spent some time, maybe on Facebook you saw the picture, tooling around just looking at some stuff, and my granddaughter would get onto the scooter with me, and I had the wonderful privilege she'd sit and put her hands in the middle and just scoot along with me as Papa pushed her along. Then we went out to dinner afterwards, and nice surprise, the kids told them it was coming up to my birthday, so they brought me a scoop of ice cream. Well, I started to enjoy the ice cream until little Missy got her hands on it. Little Missy was like, Papa, that's my, I like ice cream. So I said, well, you want to help Papa eat the ice cream? Well, guess what? Guess who got the bulk of the ice cream? Little Missy. Papa got a little bit of the leftovers that were bottom of the bowl. But my point is, the beauty of a child, the love of a child, and the innocence of it. The joy. I would willingly give up my ice cream for that little girl. She's such a sweetheart. But for any child, as far as that goes, the beauty of a childlike faith, just to know that's how it is. That's what God designed in this small little passage. Love them. God loves us today. The passage we love to, or we love the song we love to sing, Jesus loves the little children, all the little children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children. That's for you and for me today. Father, I pray that as we close this time today, God, that you'll remind us that you have taken us into your arms, that we want to fold up and just fall into your arms today. Love us today, God, and remind us that you love us. We must be dependent upon you. We must have faith in you today. In your holy name, I pray. Amen. Amen. We'll close this time with a song today.
You restore every heart.